come she don't go far away. She better go far away. Oh, Mother Regan went to heaven and curled against her.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX 93.5.
Hello. How are you? Good morning, everybody. This is Bob McKnight, one of the co-founders of Quicksilver. And I live in Laguna Beach. Proud to be here. So I'm not sure what we're going to listen to first.
Oh, we've got Island Style, Bob.
Okay.
Want to talk about that?
Yeah, Island Style is one of my favorite songs from Hawaii. A guy by the name of John Cruz wrote the song, plays the song. It's fantastic. And, you know, Quicksilver was sort of born in the islands. My partner, co-founder partner, Jeff Hackman, and I met in Bali, but we ended up spending a lot of time in Hawaii in the late 60s, early 70s, and kind of cooked up this whole notion about bringing board shorts called Quicksilver from Australia, bring them to California first and all over America. And we cooked it up in, say, 1975, and in 1976 we launched. But a lot of it has to do with coming from Hawaii, and John Cruz and this song really, to me, personifies Hawaii, our vibe, our spirit, and our stoke about starting Quicksilver.
From the windward to the leeward side, on the air, we do it inside. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. Mama's in the kitchen cooking dinner, reading nights. Deep stew on the stove, lonely salmon with the ice. We don't drink and we sing all day. Kani kapi lai in the old Hawaiian way. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. We go grandma's house on the weekend in Yakal. If we don't go, grandma got a work hard. You know my grandma, she like the boy real sour. I love my grandma every minute, every hour. On the island, we do it island side. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side.
From the mountain to the ocean, from the windmill to the leeward sail. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windmill to the leeward sail. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward sail. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward sail.
Okay, like we said earlier, this is Bob McKnight. I'm one of the co-founders of Quicksilver, and I'm a proud resident of Laguna Beach. I'm here today on KS935. Doing a little stint. I don't normally do the radio, but this is kind of fun, playing some of my favorite songs. So thank you for having me. And so that was Island Style by John Cruise. And now I'm going to play a song called No Excuses by Alice in Chains. And the reason for this is because I am sort of a product of the grunge generation. That's the world I grew into at that age. And love bands like Nirvana, Soundgarden, and later Pearl Jam and all that. Eddie Vedder is actually a friend of mine. But my favorite grunge band of all time has been Alice in Chains. And I just love this song, and it kind of tidies up the whole grunge generation. No excuses, everybody.
No. KX 93.5. You know, a couple of times a year we do this thing where we invite members of the community to take over the airwaves here at the radio station. We call it KX Takeover. And sometimes people slip through the net. And our guest this morning, Bob McKnight, slipped through the net last time, so we thought, you know what, let's get this guy on. He's a Laguna Isle, Southern California icon. Tyler said to me this morning that Bob McKnight invented the board shorts. Not strictly true, I wouldn't think. But former CEO and founder of Quicksilver Apparel is here this morning with us. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Thanks for starting the show off. I know it's not your usual place to be on the radio.
No, it's not my normal turf, but that's okay. It's been fun so far.
You must have grown up listening to the radio, though. That must have been a big thing in your life.
Absolutely. Records and radio.
Yeah.
Our deal.
Yeah. See, where did you grow up?
I grew up in San Marino and Pasadena.
So you did? So inland, quite local.
Inland, like an hour inland, and I was a little league player and tennis player and all that, and then somehow I discovered the ocean, and once I discovered that, it was all over with.
It was all downhill from there.
Yeah, I was hooked.
Yeah. So tell us about the beginnings of Quicksilver. I'm sure people are like, how can this man have, like, even to say that he invented or brought the board short to the fore in Southern California, where it seems like it's been here forever, you know? Board shorts, California, sort of go together. It's just a thing. How did it come about that? You said earlier that you brought it from Australia. What's that story?
Yeah, so I've always been a surfer, surfed my whole life, and just totally hooked on the whole sport and being at the beach and everything. And I also went to school, tried to make sure I got a good education. Went to USC and graduated in the School of Business. And I really didn't know what I was going to do after business school, so I'd gone to Bali several times and met this person by the name of Jeff Hackman, very famous surfer. He and I became really good friends, and he invited me to spend some time in the North Shore with him, which was like back in the day. That was like incredible, having one of your absolute gods in life invite you to the North Shore to hang out with him and spend some time. So we did that, and Hackman knew about these shorts coming from Australia called Quicksilver, and they were the original board short. They were two snaps, Velcro, wide waistband, scalloped hips and all that. So they really worked for the sport of surfing. And everyone in surfing still goes, used to go and still goes to Bell's Beach once a year for this famous contest. It's the oldest running professional surf contest. And they'd go to Bell's Beach, and Alan Green, the founder of Quicksilver, would make handmade, curated pairs of board shorts for all the famous surfers that showed up in their own color. So PT had pink, I think Michael Thompson's were gold. Hackman's were kind of cream and black. And MR.
So they really were sort of sports clothing, like a uniform.
They were. Yeah. Anyways, and all these guys would go back to wherever they came from with these board shorts on, and they were seen all over the world in cover shots and center spreads, and all of a sudden we showed up with a short. So we were a hit. Everybody loved us. So we traveled up down the coast for our first couple of years doing nothing but surfing, meeting the shop owners of these great surf shops, which are still around today, and selling board shorts out of the back of my Volkswagen van. It's like a great American story.
It really is. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're here today. Thanks for bringing in this playlist of music. You know, we're an eclectic station. We love to play. And the great thing about this station, really, from a host point of view, is play whatever you want. You can bring in anybody you want, do what you want. It's really old school radio in a way that sort of corporate radio has taken over, and you hear the same 10 songs over and over again. We can do what we want, so we're delighted that you're here this morning. What we got next? Next up?
Okay, well, this song's very sentimental to me because, where I actually got started. Forget the San Marino part, but I was, surfing at a young age. My father gave me this Super 8 movie camera along the way when I was in high school, so I started filming surfing, and along the way, I made like, I think it was 7 or 8 homemade Super 8 surf movies. And one of them was called Rock Me on the Water. And every one of them, I plagiarized all the music. You know, I was just a young kid, and I was showing them at little theaters up and down the coast, and, high school theater, the way that people have their theater things. And
but it could have gone the other way. You could be the Greg McGilvery, You could have been the...
Well, it all started with Greg McGilvery back then because he used to come to Pasadena and show these films live and narrate them live, and it just totally inspired me. And I'm best friends with Greg McGilvery to this day.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I showed up in San Diego in time and played my movie, Rock Me on the Water, which, of course, the soundtrack, this main song comes from Jackson Browne. And I played the movie, and all of a sudden I get a tap on my shoulder when the movie's over with, and I look up, and there's Jackson Browne. Yeah. And he goes, hey, I really liked your movie. And I go, oh, my God, I'm sorry. Don't kill me. Don't hurt me. Don't sue me. And he goes, oh, no, no, no. I don't. Are you kidding me? I don't care. Great movie. Congratulations. He just walked out. I was like, I was sweating, and my heart was beating for the next half an hour. But anyway, so Rock Me on the Water is one of my favorite songs of all time, and it's synonymous with my early movie career days.
Wow. So here it is. Rock Me on the Water, Jackson Browne, great story. Bob McKnight's here for a little special KX Takeover on KX93.5.
Oh, people, look around you. The signs are everywhere. You've left it for somebody other than you to be the one to care. You're lost inside your houses. There's no time to find you now. While your walls are burning and your towers are turning, I'm gonna leave you here and try to get down to the sea somehow. The road is filled with homeless souls, every woman, child and man, who have no idea where they help you if they can. But everyone must have some thought that's gonna pull them through somehow. While the fires are raging hotter and hotter, but the sisters of the sun are gonna rock me on the water now. Rock me on the water. Sister, will you soothe my fever brow? Rock me on the water. I'll get down to the sea. Lie. There's a seabird above you, gliding in one place, like Jesus in the sky. We all must do the best we can, and then hang on to that gospel plow. When my life is over, I'm gonna stand before the Father. But the sisters of the sun are gonna rock me on the water now. Rock me, rock me on the water. Sister, will you soothe my fever brown? Hey, rock me on the water. Maybe I'll remember. Maybe I'll remember now. Rock me on the water. Rock me on the water. I'll get down to the sea somehow.
Bob McKnight, again, here at KS 935, doing my takeover, they call it. Anyway, it's more like a talk story, I guess, and play some songs. But the next song is really important to me. It's Burning Down the House by Talking Heads. So early on, our early days of Quicksilver, when I met Jeff Hackman in Bali, coincidentally, I also met the woman of my life, Annette Tai. And so we met in Bali and had a great romance next several years, and we finally got married. But one of the things I did when she came over to California to visit me and kind of, you know, get the relationship going, let's say, we went to the Talking Heads, the Stop Making Sense concert at the Orange Coast Fairgrounds there. And it was the most amazing thing that she and I had ever seen in our lives. And I just remember that night because we were early in our relationship and I guess on the way to being married. I know we've been married for 37 years. But so we've always had this thing about Talking Heads, she and I, and whenever a song comes on, whatever it is, we just start laughing and listen to it, and we really enjoy that whole thing with David Byrne and Talking Heads. So here we go, Burning Down the House.
Bye.
Okay, I'm back. Bob McKnight again on KS935 this morning. And so we just had Talking Heads, told you that story. So now we're going to have a little song by Linkin Park. And the reason Linkin Park is so important for us at Quicksilver is that in the 90s, we started the brand called Roxy, and we also acquired the brand from the boys at DC for DC Shoe. And we started making, you know, skate shoes and became very popular. So we felt we kind of completed the circle about surf, skate, snow. And so Linkin Park did a lot of early work with DC, did a couple of collaborations on some very special shoes. We sponsored a couple of their concerts and all that. I got very close to the Linkin Park people, and I've always loved the music and the energy of them. And so this is one of my favorite songs by Linkin Park. So hope you enjoy.
Nah, you don't know me. Lightning above and a fire below me. You cannot catch me, cannot hold me. You cannot stop, much less control me. When it rains, it pours. When the floodgates open, brace your shores. That pressure don't care when it breaks your door. Say it's all you can take, better take some more. Cause I know what it's like to test fate. Had my shoulders pressed with that weight. Stood up strong in spite of that hate. Night gets darkest right before dawn. What don't kill you makes you more strong. And I've been waiting for it so long. Oh,
So I'm here on the M6700, which is a gnarly little laptop that Dell was so kind as to pass our way. And this has been basically my mobile workstation for the past couple weeks. This has been kind of almost the nexus point that's been populating out assets.
And that's weird.
Over to some of the
What's that? Do you know anything about that, Bob McKnight?
No, I don't, but it sounds amazing. Let's go do it.
No, I do. It was just the end of that Linkin Park song, A Light That Never... What's it called?
A Light That Never...
Builds.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just so terrible at this job.
Light That Never Ends, I think.
It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. Bob McKnight is here from Quicksilver, founder of Quicksilver, and he's doing like a KX Takeover event like we do, you know, periodically throughout the year. And this is just a special event with Bob because he couldn't come in last time. So he said, you know, do it anytime you like. And here he is.
All right. So let's move along here. I told you a little while ago that we've been involved in the surfscape, snow, the kind of three sports of the action sports world, whatever. And in part of our Quicksilver and Roxy offerings and DC also, but we do a lot of snowboard wear. For this sport of snowboarding. And one of our great athletes of all time has been Travis Rice. Travis Rice is a very, very good friend of mine and very outdoorsy guy. He snowboards, but he also, when the summer comes, he does a lot of sailing in his catamaran all around Tahiti and New Zealand and the islands out there. He's just, you know, single-handed captaining of his boat, his catamaran, all by himself, just goes out there. Just really enjoys the outdoor space. He's made several fantastic snowboard movies, of which Quicksilver and DC have been greatly, and actually LibTech also have been greatly involved in. One of them was called The Art of Flight, which came out 3 or 4 years ago. And a song from there is a Deadmau5 Nero song called Ghosts and Stuff. And it's sort of the launch song for the movie. And it's like this slow motion helicopter landing, taking off, Travis on the top of some peak in Alaska, getting ready to go down, and this song comes on. And it also, my kids teach me and bring a lot of music to my attention, so I've kind of, you know, been hip to music just because of my kids, and my daughter in particular, Christy, has turned me on to this whole sort of dance music and house music and that kind of thing. And so I listen to a lot of that kind of music. I really enjoy it. And she helped Travis pick out some of the songs for the soundtrack, this being one of them. So thank you, Christy. Thank you, Travis, for being a big part of my life. And so here we go. The soundtrack beginning song for Art of Flight called Ghosts and Stuff. Hope you enjoy.
Feel alone, feel at home, feel like nothing is true.
You're on, Bob.
Okay, I'm back. You're on KX935 again, the radio takeover by Bob McKnight. I love that takeover part. I liked also part in Game of Thrones, bend the knee.
Right. Well,
but anyway, so we spend a lot of time in Europe because we have part of our company. In fact, about half of our company is located in Hossegor and Saint-Jean-de-Luz near Biarritz in southwest France. And funny that we have our main headquarters in Huntington Beach in Biarritz, France, and Bells Beach, three of the best surf spots in the world. How funny how that is. But anyway, so we spent a lot of time down there, and we have a fantastic CEO now, Pierre Agnès, who came to work for us as a team rider. He became the national junior champion of France. Terrific guy. He's from Basque Country. And he came up through our system, and now he's became the CEO of Quicksilver Europe, and now he's the CEO of our whole company. But we've spent so much time together, you know, on surf trips, on work trips, trade shows, traveling the world, done a lot of great trips to South America and to Russia, all these exotic places, got on fantastic surf trips to Australia and Fiji and elsewhere. But we do, there's the drive from Saint-Jean-de-Luz, our headquarters, back to his home in Cabreton, where we stay, takes about a half an hour. So in the half an hour, Pierre's usually driving because he loves to drive. He likes to drive at Mach 9,000 miles per hour in whatever car he happens to have. And the noise goes up, and he has a hard time hearing us because he is fluent in French, obviously, and sort of three-quarters fluent in English. And if he has English people in the car, we talk and he can't quite understand it. So what he does, he just cranks the music up to volume 10. And it's normally either Lana Del Rey or Adele. So we've gotten very used to listening to Lana Del Rey songs and Adele songs, and beautiful, both of them are beautiful female singers. And I've to this day, you know, continue to love the music. I'm more lean to the Lana Del Rey side of the equation, and Pierre goes more to the Adele. But so it's my takeover, so I'm going to play a Lana Del Rey song right now. One of the ones that we listen to often in the car ride. So thanks, Pierre.
I'm a ride or die, whether you fail or fly, push it at least.
Okay, we're back. Bob McKnight here again, one of the co-founders of Quicksilver, Laguna Beach resident, which I'm very proud of, by the way, on KX 935 with my takeover this morning. So the next song has a little bit of a story also. We kind of went out on a limb a few years ago and ran a pretty big, at the time, of ASP contest. Now it's a WSL, but professional surfing event. We signed up for it in New York. We decided that we wanted to, you know, come out of the tropics for a special event in the biggest, one of the biggest cities in the world. And so we did a study on the surf in New York, and we found out that this particular couple of weeks in September was the best for surf. We had Surfline do a study, and they determined that there's these 2 weeks. So we signed it up with ASP, and everybody had thought we'd lost our minds because the surf in the East Coast and New York is particularly fickle. But we'd done the study. We felt pretty confident. We signed ourselves up. We went to this event. And we'd heard that there, when we finally got close to the time, we were going to have rock music. We were going to have skate demonstrations with Tony Hawk. We were going to have motorcycle demos, BMX demos, breakout beer gardens, executive suites for all the sponsors. I mean, it was a big, big deal, huge budget. And in New York in this couple weeks in September. And of course, we were all around the place praying for surf like you always do as surfers. Well, we prayed a little bit too hard because the hurricane, the hurricane slammed into New Jersey and New York and just decimated our contest site, which was all set up. So we ended up having to cancel all the other ancillary activities. The mayor said we could have a surf contest, but that was it. We had to cancel everything else. So we were just decimated. We were so upset. We had all this stuff lined up, in particular this whole lineup of rock music for the afternoon and the evening concerts. And before I get into the song I'm going to play, another amazing thing happened is that the night before the event, I'm up on the roof of this hotel overlooking our contest site at Long Beach there. And I'm with the Unsound Surf Shop guys. We're up on the roof, and it's pouring rain, and it's blowing about 35 to 40 miles an hour straight on shore. And I'm looking down. We're on the rooftop bar. We're looking down below there, and there's no surf. I mean, there is zero surf, and it's pouring rain, and tomorrow is the start of our contest waiting period. And the Unsound is at like midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning or something, and the Unsound guy said to me, he said, "Hey, you need to go to sleep because the contest is going to be, we're going to be on at 8 o'clock in the morning." And I looked at him and I said, "Hey, dude, what are you talking about? Have another drink. There's no way we're going to be getting up at 8 a.m. for the contest tomorrow." And sure enough, I go to sleep. 8 a.m., I'm awakened by the hooter of the first heat in the water. And I open up my eyes, I open the blinds and the curtains, and it's like 4 to 5 foot, beautiful blue water, not a cloud in the sky, and offshore winds. And I just couldn't believe it. And that's how precise these guys are at calling surf. So with that, I had a lot more confidence that we're going to have a really good event. And we did. But our main performer for the music was the Black Keys. And I was so excited about having them play at our concert, which got wiped out by the hurricane. So to this day, Black Keys is still one of my favorite bands. And we're going to play a song called Little Black Submarines in memory of not having the Black Keys at our surf contest.
Little black submarines, I operator, please put me back on the line. Told my girl I'd be back, operator, please. This is wrecking my mind. Oh, can it be? The voice is calling me. They get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind.
Okay, Bob McKnight here again for on KX935 Community Radio for Laguna Beach. So the next song is kind of out there, but really special to me. You know, in today's world, I just can't believe how great television has become. I mean, years ago, television, you'd never watch anything because there's too many commercials and the content was horrible. So you end up going to the movies to be entertained. And I think now the movies are quite... They're the part that's unentertaining. It's all about superheroes and special effects and all that. So my wife and I, we love to just curl up on the couch with a glass of wine at night and watch a few shows. And some of them are, you know, Game of Thrones, of course. We're absolutely hooked. And we love Ray Donovan, Bloodlines, and a host of other ones. But the show that is really near and dear to my heart is The Vikings. And it's a fantastic sort of drama, but based it's a nonfiction with a drama side to it. Fantastic show. So this song, every time it comes on, it makes me just kind of curl up about, you know, this is going to be The Vikings, and it's by Fever Ray, and it's called If I Had a Heart. It's the soundtrack beginning song to The Vikings television show. So if you haven't watched the show, I highly recommend it. It's very, very fantastic. Thank you. Okay, Bob McKnight back here on the takeover of KX935 this morning. So the next song is has to do with Australia. Australia, mate. We come from Australia with Quicksilver, born and bred in Bells Beach in 1969. And then Jeff Hackman and I brought it to America in 76. But we, in those early years, we spent so much time down in Australia because we wanted to learn from Alan Green about the shorts, about marketing, about, you know, surfers and taking care of them and all that kind of stuff. So we ended up, of course, down in Torquay quite a bit. And there's a local pub there, the Torquay Pub. And a lot of great Australian bands would come through there. AC/DC came through there one night. We had Little River Band often. Midnight Oil used to play there. And in later years, Nick Cave, and either by himself or with the Bad Seeds or whatever. So I had the pleasure. We do a lot of athlete activation. And for instance, about 2 weeks ago, we came through and we generally always work with the Hobie store here in town, Mark Christie and Jake. And so we do this thing called Talk Story. So a couple weeks ago, we had Lisa Anderson down at the Hobie store in Dana Point, where we had about, I don't know, 50, 60 people outside, food, some beers, and we have a screen and we get into somebody's life. Like for this case was Lisa Anderson's life, and show some movies and talk about her. And I ask her questions and we get the crowd involved with Q&A and all that. So it's super fun. Last week, I had the pleasure of taking Tom Carroll up and down the East Coast. We started in Miami, worked our way all the way to Maine and New Hampshire, scene accounts, all of our great longtime hardcore surf accounts, talking about Quicksilver, Roxy in DC, the business, and all that. And we do this often, present our athletes. But the soundtrack, or the movie we showed about Tom Carroll, has this great song in it by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, which became kind of like our theme song for the trip. And it's a great song, and it just reminds me now of what a wonderful time I've had in my life with Quicksilver and all the great athletes. And Tom Carroll's one of my best friends and closest allies and all that kind of stuff. So it was a super fun trip. And here's one of the songs from our Talk Story East Coast last week.
Don't care what the little bird sings. We go down with the dew in the morning light. The tree don't know what the little bird brings. We go down with the dew in the morning and we breathe it in. There is no need to forgive. Breathe it in. There is no need to forgive. The trees will stand like pleading hands. We go down with the dew in the morning light. Trees all stand like pleading hands. We go down with the dew in the morning and we breathe it in. There is no need to forgive. Breathe it in. No need to forgive. The trees will burn with blackened hands. We return with the light of the evening. The trees will burn with blackened hands, nowhere to rest, nowhere to land. And we know who you are, and we know where you live, and we know there's no need to forgive. And we know who you are, and we know where you live, and we know there's no need to forgive. And we know who you are, and we know where you live, and we know there's no need to forgive. And we know who you are, and we know where you live, and we know there's no need to forgive.
Bob McKnight, this will be the last of me for today. Thanks for having me. KX935, community radio here in Laguna Beach, my hometown. It's been an absolute pleasure playing you some songs that are meaningful in my life. Hope I didn't bore you. I'm going to leave it. I got to go now, but I'm going to leave it with a song that there's absolutely zero story. It's just a song that I just love. So it's called Heathens. The song's called 21 Pilots by Heathens.
Nope,
maybe it is opposite.
Thanks for coming in, Bob.
Something like that.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the people who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Deal with outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You laughing on the freak show sitting next to you. You laugh some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know.